This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, an update on Victor Wembanyama. He will travel with the Spurs to Portland for their games this weekend, even while continuing to complete the steps mandated by the league's concussion protocol. Mitch Johnson, the head coach of the Spurs, said on Thursday he stopped short of saying Wemby would actually play in Game 3, according to ESPN. But he said he is progressing and he looks good. So we'll see if Wemby's going to give it a go. Certainly, the Spurs can still beat the Blazers without Wemby, but with Wemby, they could end this series in 5. Okay, Mike, the other Mike Vrabel. He will not be with the team for the third day of the NFL draft on Saturday. He said, as I said the other day, I promised my family, this organization, and this team that I was going to give them the best version of me that I can possibly give them. In order to do so, I have committed to seeking counseling starting this weekend. This is something that I have given a lot of thought to and is something I would advise a player to do if I was counseling them.
Because Vrabel was unable to keep his hands to himself.
Why? He's getting counseling for what?
Cheating.
Exactly.
Probably a marital counseling.
Pro Football Talk. I don't know if you follow this much. Pro Football Talk posted this. On Wednesday, the New York Post contacted Mike Vrabel regarding new photos of Vrabel and Diana Russini from March of 2020. Hours later, Vrabel announced he'll miss the third day of the draft to attend counseling. The Post has now published those photos. They are, I mean, it's not much, but they're definitely hanging out, having food or something. Although there's one at the bar. Yikes. They were kissing. They were all over each other, an eyewitness told Page Six, who came up with this. He had a ring on. They sat close to each other while conversing at the bar, at one point appearing to share a kiss. That was from 2020, Michael. 2020. It is 2026. And he's going to seek counseling. Faith says marriage counseling? Yeah, he's guilty of something. Yeah. It just gets worse, Mike. I mean, I asked you the question yesterday, is this going to impact his coaching? It already has. He's not going to be there for day 3 of the NFL draft. His players spoke before he did. I might have been onto something yesterday asking just how long Mike Vrabel would actually last as a coach, man.
I said yesterday he better go 10-7. He better go 11-6.
Win them all, man. When I hear this, didn't Tiger Woods do something similar? Like, once he got bust, he had the car wreck, and the first car wreck, and then we got the voicemails, and he was fooling around too, and then it was like, I'm going to go seek counseling.
Can't wait for Mike Vrabel to have his own South Park episode.
This has been going on for at least 6 years, if these pictures are accurate, and allegedly, according to Pro Football Talk, the New York Post contacted Mike Vrabel regarding new photos of Vrabel. Hours later, he announced that he'll miss the third day of the draft to attend counseling. I mean, that's the only way out, right? Is to just kind of, oh man, I'm at the end. I finally got caught, and it's stacking up. It's not just this resort in 2026. These are pictures from back in 2020. Well, something's clearly wrong with me, so I got to go seek counseling. I'm not saying counseling is a great thing. Counseling is a very powerful thing. But what are we talking about here? And to me, I'm just saying what everybody's thinking. It just sounds like one of those, I'm screwed up. And it's mentally, I've got to go get fixed because I've been
fooling
around. I want to
stay with my wife.
I guess.
And I don't want her to take the kids and half my money.
Faith says, I don't understand why that photo never came out. And also, why are you a public figure doing wrongdoings in public? Idiots. Also, just don't cheat. Yeah, first off, don't cheat. Second off, if you're going to cheat, you know.
Don't be stupid.
Be discreet about it. Yeah, that is interesting. Why now? Why would the photos come out now?
I'm sure someone was holding on to them and asking for money. And the New York Post was like, no, we're not going to give you this much money. And they were like, okay, a little less. New York Post is like, okay, yeah. There's probably some negotiation behind the scenes.
These photos
trade clause.
These photos were taken March 11th, 2020. They show Vrabel and Ruzzini sitting closely together in a New York City bar.
Gulp.
Mm. Along with photos, the Post reports, citing an unnamed eyewitness, that Vrabel and Ruzzini were kissing, and they were all over each other, and they were very close to each other throughout the evening. Mike, this has been going on. So you keep seeing like all these viral clips of Ruzzini talking sports over the years, and they would get into different conversations outside of sports, and she would say things like, you know, if she could have a hall pass, it would be with Jimmy Garoppolo, and her husband is very average. And I mean, she literally said her husband is average, and she said she was average, and we're average, and that's fine. You see those now that are all making the rounds on social media? It's sad. It is pretty sad.
Is her husband taking the kids?
I don't know all that stuff.
She's
getting
divorced.
And
I wonder if he has more money than she does.
Mike Vrabel, probably.
No, I mean,
I think I read somewhere that he's actually pretty well off.
Okay, so he does not want to get divorced.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Well,
if it's a 50-50 state.
Yeah, I don't know all that stuff, Mike. I don't know. I keep saying we're going to be done with the story, but it's a scandal, man.
I want to be done with this story, but like they just keep pulling us in.
They do. Faith says, way to hang out also in one of the most populated cities in public, too heinous. Yeah, what are we doing? I mean, were you that arrogant? And you thought it would go away?
Or, I mean,
because they were going to keep, if that photo's from 2020 and the new photos are from 2026, this has been going on for 6 years. And so suddenly you got caught and now you're going to tell us that, you know, you got to lead with integrity and it starts with me. This has been going on when you were the coach of the Titans. The Well County Swami, can Michael stop looking at marriage as a financial transaction? Yeah, come on. You're so cold when you say stuff like that.
I do like money.
Yeah, but dude, they have children. They got little children. And they're going to be impacted by this forever. This story is out there forever. And I don't know if she'll get another job in journalism, Mike. I don't. I've heard people think, oh, yeah, no, this isn't anything that's going to. Dude, this has been going on for a while. This isn't just spur of the moment.
She can get a blog or start a podcast.
Should she get another job? Should somebody in journalism hire her to cover sports?
I mean, people deserve forgiveness.
Yeah,
agree. I don't know if I'm a good enough person to forgive everybody.
You can forgive, but that doesn't necessarily mean she should work in journalism again.
Someone could come along and hire her, but it's not going to be a top sports program.
Nobody is taking her seriously, Mike. She could break news that that Roger Goodell is stepping down as commissioner of the NFL. She could break that news, and you would go look at the comments on that, and that would be, I'm just guessing, a lot of innuendos, because that's what happened when she tried to post the story 24 hours after we found not even 24 hours. Shortly after we saw the photos, she's trying to act like, you know, she's still she's still reporting.
I mean, I'd hire her here because she's a big name, but she'd have to sign a contract, like, yeah. Not going to go sleep around with people that we're covering.
Uh-huh. I mean, I can't imagine you do it again, but I don't know. This is the thing that pisses me off is Mike Vrabel's tweet was the tweet that said that this was laughable. Basically accusing every one of us, telling every one of us that we're stupid, that we're idiots for looking at a picture. Like, don't tell me it's snowing outside when it's 90 degrees. You know, Mike Vrabel, don't tell me that it's not what it looks like when it looks exactly like that. And you're basically saying it's laughable and we're idiots for assuming that. And now you're seeking counseling. For what? I mean, it's not the same thing, Mike, but it's kind of like the Deshaun Watson story when the Browns continued to say that they believed in him and that he was innocent, and but yet he's going to learn from his mistakes. Wait, what mistake are you learning from? If you're innocent, what, you don't have anything to learn. You don't need to go to any kind of counseling to be better if you didn't do anything. I thought that was odd too, and this is another one of those.
Well, it's another mistake that I'm learning from.
Come out and tell the truth. It's already burnt. Come out and tell the truth. That should be it. I know it's your personal business, but clearly the personal business is impacting two organizations, the Athletic and the Patriots. So that's when it's different. You know, this is not, like you said, it's not just him with a bartender that he had an affair with. That kind of stuff happens. Robert Kraft, that stuff happens.
He paid for that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
In more than one way.
Yeah, you beat me to it. But that's different. This is not. This is somebody in the sports world that was pretty highly respected that was covering strictly the NFL and had an affair, it sounds like. I mean, we're still trying to be careful because we don't know for sure, but what's he seeking counseling for if he didn't do anything wrong? You're not seeking counseling.
We don't know if they did the deed, but, you know, they were on top of each other.
Okay. Why? Can you just be subtle?
No.
Be a little more subtle.
No.
Be a little more professional than you are. Like, that's all I ask, and that's not a lot to ask. Just a little bit more would be great. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Yeah. Tanner, we're just literally talking about it. He just tuned in. He says, did you see the photos of them kissing that just came out like 6 years ago? Yeah, that's what we started the top story of the day with.
Where were you, Tanner?
Come on, Tanner, be better. You know, this is how we screw up. We don't get our real information because we only listen to half the show. You got to listen to the whole show, right?
Yeah. Tanner, you need counseling.
What? Why?
Because he's not listening to the whole show.
He said
he needs to learn from his mistakes.
All caps. I said sorry if I missed it. Yeah, you said it second. Nuggets, Timberwolves tonight. Avs, Kings tonight. I'm not worried about the Avs and Kings at all. I think the Avs are going to smoke them. Smoke them, Mike. Nuggets game? Well, we're as Gary Kubiak once said, we're fixing to find out. We're fixing to find out what kind of team you are. Because you got dudes calling you out. You got Jaden McDaniels saying you're all bad defenders. Brian brought up a great point on Good Morning NoCo today, Mike. Okay, what is defense? It's a mental thing, right? Because these are all athletes. If they can score like that, they can play defense. If they can move their body and cut through defenses, they can play defense. Defense is an effort thing. It's a mental thing. And if I'm a coach, I can tell you, Michael, to play defense until I'm blue in the face, but it's up to you to actually hear it and do it. Jaden McDaniels just did more than any coach is ever going to do. He called you out and said, you can't play defense. They heard that. We're going to find out tonight. And if they are giving up layup after layup after layup and corner three after corner three after corner three, then the message didn't sink in and maybe they just don't have the guys. But defense is a mental thing. I argue that anybody in the NBA that's quick, that's a good scorer, does have the ability to play good defense. I think they do. Like Carmelo Anthony, he wasn't that quick. He was just he was very tricky on offense. So, I mean, he can get blown by. But Jamal Murray's quick. He should be able to guard. Christian Brown, they should be able to guard. Big night coming up for Aaron Gordon, Michael. Big night coming up for Aaron Gordon.
Can I make my prediction?
Picks are on Friday. Everyone knows that.
My picks are on Thursday.
You
Everybody
don't
knows
get
that.
No, no, no. You don't get anything like that, Michael. Easy.
I do.
No, you don't. No.
We've already established this.
No, your picks are never. That's what you're. You know when your picks are? At midnight.
They're all the time.
Not on the air. Not for anybody. He said, Chris, apparently there's pictures of Vrabel and a gal kissing from earlier. Damn it, people. Listen to the whole show. Pun intended. You guys, I don't understand you. See what you start, Tanner? See what you start? Of course we saw this. That's the top story of the day. It's why it's the top story of the day. It's not the top story of the day just because, well, it would have been the top story of the Seeking Counseling, but yeah, the pictures came out, and that's tough. That's tough. It's a tough look. 21 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. Picks, Mike? Are we doing picks? Should we do picks? Even though the picks are on Friday, everybody knows that, but it's Thursday and all the teams are playing today, so we should do the picks on Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
Are you good with that?
Let's do it.
Now you have your blessing.
You have my blessing.
Okay. You heard the man. Let's do it.
Four Saturdays, four code words, one big prize. Tune in to Paul the Waterman, Saturday mornings at 8 on KFKA, and you could win a $1,300 reverse osmosis system. Don't miss out.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Twenty-four minutes after the hour, Faith. Thank you. She says, "I'm listening." Yeah, we got. I'm getting texts now like crazy that are apparently there's a photo from 6 years ago of Mike Vrabel and Diana Russini kissing. That's
where? Where is it?
Stop it.
Is it online?
What are we doing here?
Hope the New York Post has it.
I think you've made the hooligans. I don't know what the right word is. More,
you feisty, know, they were
more feisty. They pick on me a little more than they used to.
You know, they were empty, but now I've made them whole again.
Stop. Stop. All right, big one, Mike. Should we do big day starting at 1:10 here, the Rockies and the Padres in the rubber match. And the I don't normally just pick Rockies games. And the Avs in game 3 against the Los Angeles Kings. And the Nuggets and the Minnesota Timberwolves in game 3. Series is tied at 1-1. It's a little nervous about the entire day. You know, the Rockies could get us to win number 11, Michael. We'd be out of the 20s. We'd be in the teens needed for wins to shave our beards and cut our hair. We'd get down to 19 needed, and the Avs can just take an absolute stranglehold of the series.
The 11s isn't in the teens.
No, we'd need 19 left. We need 19 more wins. Okay. That's in the teens, Michael.
Okay, I see what
you're saying. You see what I'm saying? Or are you just saying you see what I say? What I'm saying? Do you actually see what I'm saying? If they win 11, they'd need 19 more games left.
Look, I graduated high school and math no longer exists.
Thank you. You know what we learned today? 11 is not in the teens, is what we learned from Michael. Thank you for that.
I thought you were going 11 wins.
11 and 12 are numbers that are just kind of doing their own thing.
Yeah, it's like 1980, 1981. They're not Gen X, but are they Gen Y?
All right, should we do some picks? Should we do it?
Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows
it. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows it, unless there's a Thursday game or a Thursday like this. It's going to be epic. We get the appetizer. The Rockies are the appetizer. Ryan Feltner going up against Matt Waldron. Is Matt Waldron's ERA really that high? Is that a typo? 14.7? 5 million runs in this game. Yeah, why not, right? Why not? Get another series win. Let's get to number 11. Give me the Rockies to win today. I think you're going to light it up. The over-under in this game is 10.5. That's a lot of runs, Michael. Avalanche Kings. If there were to be a game to get, wouldn't this be the one? I don't know. I would have said that about game two because the way they played it, I feel like the Kings gave their best shot. And that's it. Sometimes it's better to be blown out, like 5-0, than be up 1-0 late in the third period and then lose in overtime. That can be demoralizing for a team that has not a lot of interest in scoring goals. I think the Stars are going to show up tonight. Not that they haven't shown up, but just in the box score when it comes to goals. Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar, Big Val. I think those one of those guys, at least, will get on the board in these playoffs. Give me the Avs to win. You want to? I think the Avs are -1.5. I'm taking the Avs to win by more than one goal. And I like the over tonight. I think that we're going to have over 5.5 goals tonight. And it's going to be mainly on the Avs side. For the Nuggets tonight, game three. That is tough. That is a tough for my brain. Because you're in Minnesota. It's the first game in Minnesota of this series. That crowd is going to be nutty. They're ready to go. They're going to back their dude, even though they're a little nervous. The Nuggets are 1.5-point favorites. It's basically a pick 'em. I mean, it's close. Yeah, it could come down to a point. Okay, Rockies are winning. The Avs are winning by more than one goal. Give me the Nuggets, Mike. Give me the Nuggets -1.5. Let's get it done. Let's take control back. Let's take this series back and change the entire tone of the conversation surrounding Joker. And look out for AG. I don't know what his over-under prop bet is tonight, but just look out. Just look at him. Just glance at it. Just think about it. I just want you to think about Aaron Gordon today.
How many flops?
No, Aaron Gordon's not flopping. He doesn't flop.
No, I mean overall in the game.
I don't know. I don't like what you're doing.
Colorado team's going to go 3-0 tonight.
Yeah, 3-0 tonight. Rockies, Avs, Nuggets. They get it done. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.